back either there or there?
Coming.
Oh, I'm glad you're here. Can you, you want to sit right over there?
Sure.
Thank you so much.
Where?
Right in there, if you can sneak in by there. All right. So, I got a few questions for you that we might start with. How many of you have ever found a treasure? Like something that was worth finding? Tell me about it. What did you find there, Joshua?
Penny.
A penny. What did you find?
Super shiny rocks.
Super shiny rocks.
Daddy.
Okay. Well, that still sounds like a good time. Well, later on there might be something like, we might be talking about something, a treasure that was found. So just keep that in mind. I'm going to talk a little bit today about responsibility and reliability. So who can tell me what that means? What does it mean to be responsible and reliable? What does it mean? What's that? We're responsible to God, right? That's one person that we definitely need to be responsible to. Who else should we be responsible to?
Our parents.
Are your parents? Absolutely. And depending on the situation, what's that?
The elders of the church.
And depending on the situation, you might have responsibilities to other people. You may or may not, right? So, how many of you are 8 years old? Are any of you 8 years old? You're 8 years old. You're 8 years old.
I'm not 8 years old. I'm six.
You're six. So,
I'm
not you're not 8 years old?
I'm three.
You're three. Okay. So, some of you are 8 years old, and some of you are close to 8 years old. So we're gonna read a story about someone who was 8 years old. Did you know there were 8 year olds in the Bible? Did you know I used to be 8 years old? Probably wasn't as smart or well behaved as you guys were when I was 8 years old. How many of you ever wanted to be a king? Yeah, I probably did when I was 8 years old, too. So we're going to talk about someone who was a king when he was 8 years old. And so pay very close attention here, and you might learn some things that might help you. Okay. We're going to read a few verses here in 2 Chronicles, chapter 34. It says, Josiah was 8 years old when he became king. And he reigned for 31 years in Jerusalem. And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord. And he walked in the ways of his father David. He did not turn aside to the right hand or to the left hand. He didn't lose his page either. That's not in the Bible. For in the eighth year of his reign, while he was still young, he began to seek the God of his father David. How old was he when he was in the eighth year of his reign?
16.
Good math there. So he was still pretty young, and he began to seriously seek God, right? I mean, that's something you guys can start thinking about. And in the 12th year of his reign, how old would he have been then?
20.
20. Good mathematician there. In the 12th year, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem of the high places, the wooden images, the carved images, and the molded images. What does it mean to purge something? You don't know. It's kind of a complicated word. Do you know? No? Okay. So to purge something means to get rid of it. Like if you had a whole bunch of junk in your basement, and you decided, I'm never going to use this junk. I got to get rid of it. You could like throw it out, purge it out of your basement. And what Josiah was doing was he was getting rid of things that were worse because they had all these idols and high places and carved images. People would have carved stuff out of wood. You know, how many people here have done some carving before? What have you carved? So carved is like take a knife and like whittle the wood down until it looks like something. You didn't ever do that? One of you who did it, what did you make?
A boat.
A boat? A knife. What did you make?
I made a knife too.
You made a knife too? What did you make?
A spear.
Okay. So carving is, what did you make there?
A knife.
You made a knife too. Nice. So you guys are pretty creative. So, but the problem with what these people were doing is they were carving stuff and then they were saying, it's my God. And they were worshiping the thing that they carved with their own hands. Now, what do you think about that?
No way.
No way. That is not smart, right? First of all, if you make it, how could it be God, right? And, but Satan is tricky and he tricks a lot of people into worshiping stuff that isn't really God. So Josiah started to purge all that stuff. It says they broke down the altars of the Baals in his presence, and the incense altars, which were above them, he cut down. And the wooden images, and the carved images, and the molded images, he broke in pieces. And he made dust of them, and scattered it on the graves of them who had sacrificed to them. What was he doing to these idols? Like how? He didn't just cut them in half once, did he? He like made them into powder. Put it through the grinder or wood chipper or something. Yeah, maybe he put it through the wood chipper. I don't know what they had back then. But he made it. He took honoring God seriously and he took getting rid of the idols seriously, right? He says he also burned the bones of the priests on the altars and he cleansed Judah and Jerusalem. So he decided to seek God and stay away from all those idols. There's a lot more he did, but so far, do you think Josiah is doing a pretty good job? Yeah, I think he did. And we didn't talk about this, but if you read the chapter before, you'd find out that Josiah's dad didn't do a very good job. And so Josiah wasn't just doing what his dad had told him to do. Josiah was saying, no matter what anybody around me does, I'm going to follow God. And so he was 8 years old. So how do you think he might have felt when he became king there? When he was 8 years old?
Good.
He felt pretty good. I bet he did. But I bet shortly after he felt good, I bet he might have felt something else. What do you think that might have been? Scared or overwhelmed, right? Because that's a big responsibility. As you get older, you get more responsibilities. How many here have been given responsibilities before? What were you given for a responsibility?
Sweeping the floor.
What's that?
Sweeping the floor.
Sweeping the floor. What were you given for a responsibility?
Driving the four-wheeler.
What's that?
Driving the four-wheeler.
Doing the, what were the four-wheeler?
Driving
it. That's a responsibility.
Mopping
yeah.
the floors.
You mop the floors. What else? What other things have you guys been given as responsibility?
Doing dishes.
Washing the counter.
Taking out the trash. What was that?
Washing the counter.
Washing the counter. Putting away dishes.
Chores.
Drying dishes.
Mopping the floor.
You mop the floor too? Good.
Yep.
So, let me ask you here. Do you always do a good job when you're given a responsibility to do something? No. So you're saying sometimes you slacked off. Let me tell you a story here. And this is a story not about a person, but about a car. So I had this car. And normally with a car, you want the car to go where you want it to go and go as fast as you want it to go. I mean, at least to the speed limit, right? So I had this car just a couple of weeks ago. And this car started not to be very reliable. When it was going up hills, this car would slow down and it would only go 20 miles an hour. And sometimes when it was at a stoplight, it would just turn right off. Now that's not a very reliable car, is it?
No.
If you were riding in that car and you were on your way to some place you wanted to go, you wouldn't be very happy with that car, would you? Now let's think about that. Your parents are counting on you to be reliable, right? And responsible. Have you ever had a hard job, a tough responsibility that you were given? Maybe a job that felt overwhelming, felt bigger than you really felt like doing. You might have felt like sitting on the couch and reading your favorite book or something, but mom had a big job for you. And it felt like an uphill job. And you just drove, you just did that job about as slow as my car went up the hill. Do you think your parents would have been very happy with you when you acted that way? Or maybe you just stopped right in the middle of it. Now, you know that if a car acted like that, you wouldn't be very happy with it, would you? If your car just stopped behaving itself and stopped going up hills very fast and turned off when it felt like it, you'd say that's an unreliable car. Do you think you can be reliable people for yourself and for God? Did you ever think that sometimes little things like that, like washing dishes is pretty important, right? You don't want to be eating off of a spoon that has some moldy food from 3 days ago on it, do you? Anybody want that? No, that'd be kind of icky, right? Yeah. Blech, blech, blech. Yuck. Okay, but it could be worse, right? Like, what if someone was driving down the road and they just like zoomed off a cliff because they were driving a car crazy? That would be worse than eating off of a moldy spoon, right?
Yeah.
So right now, your responsibility might be to clean the dishes well, and that's a small responsibility, and maybe down the road, most likely, most of you will be driving a car someday, and the responsibility that you learn now will prepare you to be responsible then. Who can tell me what King David was before he was king? What was his job?
Shepherd.
He was a shepherd. And what did he take care of as a shepherd?
His father's sheep.
So he was responsible for the sheep, right?
Uh-huh.
And what happened to those sheep? Did something want to get those sheep? Lions and bears. And what did David do? He slayed them, right? He killed those bears. And he killed the lion. Now, do you think that if David had ran away when the lion and the bear came and left the sheep to die, or just slacked off and read his favorite book or played his favorite game while the bear was chomping down on that sheep, do you think that he would have been ready to be king and to face Goliath down the road?
No.
He had to choose to be responsible then when he was young so that he'd be able to handle bigger responsibilities later. So, one of the things that happened later on in Josiah's reign is, so Josiah, he flattened the ones that were making idols, and he ground them into powder, put them through the wood chipper or whatever it was, right? But what else did he do? We didn't read that part because it's long, and maybe I would have put some of you to sleep, and I didn't want to do that. So, but later on, what happened is Josiah decided to clean up God's temple. And so they rebuilt the stuff that was kind of broken down, and they cleaned it. And do you know what happened while they were cleaning it? Can someone tell me what happened then? Does anyone know the story? Say that louder. They found the book of the Lord. You know that story, right? You don't know the story? Maybe when you're as old as Timothy, you'll know the story. If you read your Bible and study your Bible like Timothy does, you will. You can't read. Well, learning to read's a good thing and responsibility too. So they found the book of the Lord. It had been lost for at least a while. Maybe Josiah's dad had not been a good guy, and he'd just said, "I'm not going to read the Bible." But they found it, and then they read it, and Josiah realized what his responsibility was to the Lord, and he took it seriously. It says he tore his clothes. And then do you know what he did? Who can tell me what Josiah did then? He took that book and he read it to all the people. Do you think that everybody your age, who here can quote a Bible verse? Raise your hand if you can. Say it from memory.
John 3:16.
What? How can you say that?
John 3:16.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and that whoever so believes will not perish but have eternal
life. Yeah. So, do you think that every child your age knows that? Maybe everyone here does. But I think there's a lot of people that don't have God's word. Some people in other countries have never heard about Jesus. Some people here, some people that you meet at Walmart haven't heard about Jesus. So you're going to have a responsibility, just like Josiah did, that when he found God's word, he took it seriously, and then he went and he shared it with other people. He told everyone about it. So, I think no matter what treasure you might find when you're out searching, if you found a penny or a shiny rock or who knows what, I think that Josiah probably found the biggest treasure ever that day. What's that? Well, isn't that what the Bible is? It's a treasure chest because it's God's words that he's given us, right? Now, we have a treasure chest that's not quite as not nearly as important as God's word, but it's sweet, kind of like God's word is sweet. And so, I want you guys to take some and then share them. So. If you have one, maybe there's, I don't know exactly how many were in here. This was supposed to be for me, but I went on a failed diet, and so And so maybe you can each take one. There's two in each of these here. Okay? And so take, if you want to take one out of there, take one and then hand one to somebody else. Okay? And if there's more than for you guys, you can hand them to your parents or an older sibling that's there. Okay? And so I want you guys to think about how you can be responsible this week. How you can do the jobs that your parents have for you well. Give it to, if all the children here have some, make sure all the children here have some. And if all the children here have some, give one to your parent or an older sibling or someone that didn't come up for children's lesson, okay? So. So what are you guys going to do when your mom or dad gives you a job to do this week? Do it. And are you going to do it wholeheartedly, 100%, or are you only going to do it like 20 miles an hour up the hill, slow?
100%.
I like that.
Henry.
Yes.
One's for my parents and this one's for me.
Yeah, good. That is good.
He gave this one for me.
Okay. No, that's good. That's very good. And now, when you hear something from God's word, are you gonna take responsibility to do what God says?
Yeah.
Who can think of something that God? What is something that God tells us in His word that He wants us to do?
Don't do bad stuff.
Don't do bad stuff. So, like maybe the Ten Commandments might say, "Don't lie" is one of them, right? Don't steal. Okay. So when you hear those in God's word, you're going to say, I'm going to take it seriously and do it 100%, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, guys. Is everybody got one that wants one?
Mm-hmm.
And wonderful. Thank you, guys. What's that?
Tuesday?
No, not
Tuesday. You guys did very well paying attention, and I trust that you guys can put some of this into practice, and that when your parents or God asks you to do something, that you'll do it wholeheartedly and be responsible with it.
Okay.
Sounds good. God bless you guys.